From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Planes can now land in London for the first time in nearly a week since a giant ash plume from a volcano in Iceland brought air travel to a standstill in Europe. The first flight arrived at Heathrow Airport just before 11 p.m. local time. British Transport Secretary Andrew Adonis says regulators have cleared the area as a safe flight zone.
The regulator can give an assurance to the public that it is now safe for these flights to take place in designated areas where there may be low contamination of ash.
A massive flight backlog means many people will be scrambling for days to get to their destinations. British Airways was expecting roughly 24 flights from the U.S., Africa, and Asia to land by early Wednesday. Two Sudanese parties are claiming fraud and intimidation in the country's recent election. NPR's Michelle Kellerman says the White House has released a statement saying it's committed to helping the East African nation implement a peace deal between the North and South after an election that was marred with irregularities.
The White House statement says that the elections did not meet international standards. There were reports of intimidation in South Sudan, it said, and the ongoing conflict in Darfur did not permit an environment conducive to acceptable elections. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says that the government did not create the appropriate atmosphere for the vote.
You know, to the extent that the government of Sudan was looking for redemption or legitimacy in what happened here, they will get none of it.
He says the U.S. will continue to prod officials in the north and south of Sudan to implement a peace deal that ended a more than 20-year civil war that will include a referendum next year on whether the South will secede. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The U.S. Census Bureau says a reverse gender gap is developing in education. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports that more young women than men now hold advanced degrees.
Women have been a majority on college campuses since the 1980s. Today, the Census Bureau says they're as likely as men to have a bachelor's degree. And among those in their late 20s, 6 in 10 with advanced degrees are women. The report says this should mean that a majority of the nation's doctors, lawyers, and college professors will one day be women. That could boost their earnings. Women's groups lament a persistent gender pay gap. Women on average earn just 77% of what men do, in part because they're still underrepresented in business and science. Last year, for the first time, women reached half of the workforce, but that's largely because so many more men lost jobs in the recession. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Asian shares are mostly higher, with Japan's Nikkei rising more than 1% in early trading. This is NPR News. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa says his budget-cutting plan will affect fewer workers than predicted. The mayor says around 750 employees instead of the 3,000 to 4,000 projected earlier could lose their jobs. Villaraigosa is also proposing salary cuts and requiring city workers to make higher contributions to their pension and health care plans. Los Angeles has a $485 million budget shortfall. From White House Chief of Staff to Chicago Mayor, that's what Rahm Emanuel says he'd like one day. NPR's Cheryl Corley has the story.
It's a dream of many Chicago politicians, no matter what office they hold, to become the chief of the country's third largest city. When White House Chief of Staff and native Chicagoan Rahm Emanuel appeared on the PBS Charlie Rose talk show Monday, he said it's no secret he'd like to run for Chicago mayor, although he'll serve as White House Chief of Staff as long as President Barack Obama wants him. Chicago's current mayor, Richard Daley, was first elected in 1989, and he hasn't lost an election since. Emanuel is one of his former advisors. He's also a former Illinois congressman. Unlike two other congressmen from Illinois who challenged Daley and were soundly trounced, Emanuel says he's willing to bide his time. He'll support Daley if he runs again, but someday, says Emanuel, he'll want to run for mayor himself. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
President Obama says Dorothy Height was the godmother of the civil rights movement. Height died Tuesday in Washington at the age of 98. She dedicated her life to the advancement of women and blacks and led the National Council of Negro Women for 40 years. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, Washington.